Here's a thought I'll title East Coast, West Coast. Now, I'm a West Coast photographer. I do landscapes, I do abstracts that are in the West Coast tradition. And probably because that's the aesthetic I grew up with photographically. I was raised in Oregon. My heroes are all the West Coast photographers, you know, the Carmel group and photographers that I met personally in the Pacific Northwest and the Desert Southwest photographers, etc. That's my sub-tribe of photographers. I never gave much thought to the East Coast photographers. And I realize now that that was a mistake, that I was, it's okay to be enthusiast for the photography that comes naturally to you based on location or aesthetic implications or natural tendencies to like certain work or not. But that doesn't mean that it's the right thing to ignore the rest of the world. So I never did study much the works of East Coast photographers like, take Ralph Eugene Meatyard. He's a terrific photographer. And, boy, a lot of people just love his work. But I've never quite understood it because I've never taken the time to understand it. And I think, in retrospect, some of the reason why I didn't is because he's an East Coast photographer and I'm a West Coast photographer. And how silly it is to bilaterally divide the world of photography that way. But there are lots and lots of East Coast photographers that I don't know much about. And I wish I did because their contributions to photography are fantastic. I recently discovered for myself, been around forever, the work of Aaron Siskind. He's fantastic. I love him. But I never spent much time studying him. I was sort of barely even aware of him existing as a photographer because he wasn't a West Coast hero. But man, was he an East Coast hero. And that list is quite lengthy. I could probably add, Arnold Newman could definitely go in that list. Even Alfred Stieglitz could go in that list, although, you know, he is a photographer I appreciate more for his publication of camera work than anything. But anyway, the point is, the world of photography is not only bifurcated between East and West Coast, but European photographers versus American and Canadian photographers, North American photographers versus South American photographers, Western photographers versus Asian photographers. And it's all part of the same thing, but it's all pretty easy for each of us to get glued into a certain kind of appreciation and a certain region of work that we're most accessible to and most familiar with. And maybe that's one of the great reasons for photographic education, is because you get exposed to more ideas and more people and more schools of thought than just the one you happened to tap into in your youth. At least that's what I now realize was a mistake on my part. So I'm spending some time now late in life trying to fill in some of those gaps. I've just recently started looking a lot at Japanese photographers. And gosh, there's some really interesting people doing fascinating work there that I know very little about. And that's not good. I hate to confess it and to admit it, but it's true. And I think a lot of us have those sort of narrow blinders about the kinds of photography that we like, the kinds of photographers we consider our heroes, and that maybe there's a darn good reason for us to expand our horizons just a bit.